secondly,
no, but all day I'm saying the cross.
I think it's really important. It's a book.
You have a wonderful beginning today.
Yep, the
highly wow.
Please look where we're at.
We're supposed to be practicing.
We're at Nun Gimel? It's another on your head.
You're supposed to be practicing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, sorry.
Start again.
Yep, the highly Gepheric.
Oh no. Let's take that again. Take three. Ma'aser. Ma'aser beima. No heg bo'oretz or b'chutz lo'oretz b'fnei habayis v'shalo b'fnei habayis. Despite the fact that we're following the same tochnit that we had back with Otoved Beno and so on, here we really do need to know the relationship of Ma'aser b'nima to the chiyuvim of Eretz Yisrael because of its similarity to Ma'aser Dagan, as you see, and in terms of the bayit, because you're supposed to be marked Ma'aser b'nima. So here you can't say that it's not necessary. Ava lo b'mukadashim, which seems to be rather obvious that it's not yours, which the Gemara will ask. Whether you have bokar species or the two types of tzon, what we call tzon in general, tzon or easy. But bokar v'tzon, however, are two completely different issues. But tzon itself, which are either kvasim or izim, so bakvasim or izim are mitasrim izalze, which is strange because they are certainly kilayim, Zebba said. Nonetheless, you could take maisa from one or the other. You couldn't do that with, say, chitim and saurim, could you? You couldn't say, well, what's the difference? It's all tfuah, you know? Wow. I'm impressed. I am really impressed. He marries off a daughter last night, and here he is this morning. I'm telling you. Oh, wow. That's great. Ah, you're wonderful. So you couldn't do chitim and tzairim. They're both kinds of grain, so let me just take maaser from one on the other. For some strange reason, when it comes to maaser behema, even though maaser behema is makbid on species, varaya, you can't take boker for tzon, it's own for boker. But you can take sheep for izim and izim for sheep, throw them all in together in the same thing. You see, we learn this from a posse. Izim are goats, and the other we call Rachel a sheep. Dechadash uvyashan. Furthermore, whether you have the behemoths that were born before or after Elul, you know that that's Meiser, the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behemoth, is Rosh Chodesh Elul. So even though both types of animals, whether they're last year's births or this year's births, are chayev and meiser, nonetheless, a non mitasrim izalze can't put the two of them into the deer together. So you have all of last year, all of this year, but not mixed. Shaya b'din, I mean, certainly you would have said for yourself, Uma im hachadash v'yashan she'inam kilayim zebeze inam mitasrim izalze. If on the one hand, Chadash v'yashan, one is one day older, one is one day younger, nonetheless, the Torah is makbid not to put them into the deer together. The kvasim v'izim, which are two completely different species. The kelayim zebezeh. Ein odin shelo yum mitasrim mitalzeh. So for sure the Torah should be makbid not to have in the same deer to take off meiser from 10 animals that are of mixed lineage, some of them being kvasim and some of them being izim. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says the chain. Yeah, we did. No, we didn't lose it. No, no, whatever. No, just in case, let's do it again.
The wedding or the... Either way.
No, I was good. I saved my belly.
Yeah.
Okay. So ask the Gemara. No, I thought that the reason we're getting away without taking off my shleim nowadays in Chutz Lars, I figured before I read the rest of the Mishnah, it's because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. So even though there's a fee, they at least should be shy of the bringing of the carbon. But now the Mishnah says, even Shalom is the Abayis, so how come we don't do it today? Yehokei Apiro Ibnanan, so let's do it today too. Tiravuna. Yom Ravuna Gzeira Mishum Iyatom. The problem over here is that people may bring a yatom. Now the truth is, it could be yatom, it could be kalayim, treif, yatzidov, I mean, any of the lakuach for that matter is not chayav and maizah, the thing that you bought. And if we're going to be mocked on putting things that you're not chayav on in the dearly, that's there. So why in the world would it choose that for yatom? So Rashi says, note that it says kidder Ravuna. Ravuna, we'll see later on, was referred to a specific case. In the case that he's referring to, Kilayim Yotzei Dofen didn't make any sense. Only Lakuach V'Yatom makes sense. So therefore it says Yatom. Tosis doesn't like that because it doesn't say Lakuach. L'maisa, there is another Gius in the Gemara that says Lakuach. But if you're going according to Rabbi Ravuna, the only reason you said Yatom was because of the way he said it there. So then bring the whole thing, say Lakuach V'Yatom. Therefore Tosis suggests that Yatom is unique. Why? Because everybody is used to the concepts of lying, trade, but yotzidayf. I mean, that goes across the board. But the idea of yatom, I mean, unless you, unless you are a bookie in the Pirates of Penzance, I mean, what if the aim of that's a yatom? I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Oh, yeah, I'm an orphan. Well, you're an orphan. I guess you're an orphan. You're 90 years old. You're an orphan. What if it's the aim of yatom? I mean, we're not supposed to ever check their parents because maybe the child will become possible. So people don't understand that there is a concept of yatom, but that concept, as we saw in Kulin, is limited to where the mother dies, basically at childbirth, and there never was a tachat imo at all. So that becomes a permanent pagan in this behema. It had no tachat imo. As some of you, the shivat yamim, it's a new limud. So ketzestos is therefore something that people don't know about is very likely to happen, and so we made a gezerah. Says the Gemara, I understand, but you could have that gezerah from the time of the Beis Hamikdash also. So I think it would be even worse. And over there, it's a bit chul ma'azara. I mean, it's a very serious issue. It's going to happen if you put a yatom in there. So the yikar and amila. So how come that we allow bringing, we should have canceled Meisr totally, which obviously is a joke. I mean, we certainly can't just be yikar and mitzvah from the Torah. So therefore, it must be that we understand. I mean, Efshe B'Hachrazah, it's not really an issue. You teach people, you put up signs all over. There's always things you can do. You know, blimps, ads, you know, internet pop-ups. There's ways of telling people, don't be Makdish or Yosin. So, Afinami Efshe B'Hachrazah. Yeah, why are we concerned for this specific animal?
Well, maybe you stay with this specific animal. Everybody should know this is a yatom, it's a problem.
But no, people don't know the halakha. What's going to help us? It's a
halakha.
No, we have to teach people this din as well as the animal. So it's not. You could say what you're saying according to Rashi, you can't say it according to Tosfos.
Oh,
yeah. According to Rashi, Bachroz is the portion of meaning of Bachroz. But, I mean, I present this, and I think Tosfos is a beautiful shot. So, I mean, according to him, it's the shot that you're going to teach people this halacha. According to Rashi, the concern factor is on, as Barnea says, it's not that people don't know Yosef any differently, it's Lakuach also. It's Kilayim and Treif also. So, obviously, over there, we have to say after Bachroz. I mean, what do we need complications for?
The last day of the way for us.
Because according to Rashi, it could say Kilayim, Treif, and so on and so forth. Obviously, that's not, could only mean Hakras of the animal itself. Tosis isn't bothered by any other than the Tzuhim. So I don't need to know anything about the animal per se. I only need to know about the halacha. Elamim, certainly there's plenty of trapas I have no way of knowing about. This is not to say Ebsher Bachoraz on an animal that was, let's say, scratched by a cat or something. So I can really Ebsher Bachoraz. Elamim, Rava, you know what the real issue is here? The real issue is Takola. People are going to go around now and they're going to make an animal Tadesh. Somebody's going to end up doing Giza, taking the Giza, doing Abayda, or even shackling it. Then be over much with the chutz. So better, we shouldn't do it at all. The chlor, yeah. I mean, why, if we don't need the body, why anywhere don't we?
Anywhere.
We're not marked with the chlor on my span. It's as if we don't have the mitzvah. How is that? How do you know that you're supposed to be chayshish for such a thing? You know, tamer the chayshinu takol of the tanya. Ein makdishim, ein marichim, ein lachrimim, bizman hazeh. Anywhere. There's no, you have to be careful not to be madish, not to be marid, not to be makram, even, by the way, such a point up, even the cherem l'teanim, where you think the fairish cherem l'teanim, even according to the Bani Yomar Hostam Charam and Bebek Abayim. He's made it if you say the fairish are makram this l'teanim, that the teanim get it. However, the strange thing is, as we'll see in Erechim, that cherem remains kedesh until it's given to the cherem. So as it becomes Kadesh, then it's given to Kadesh. It can be Nikshal in that too. So therefore, you don't do anything that creates a Kedusha on something, as Mana said. The Imi Kedish, Ve'eri, Ve'erkarim. If you did this, then of course, that's why people are very mocked at Lekabe, down at the Kotel, they're always making these Mishperos, I'm giving something to the case of my rock. Well, what is that supposed to mean? I'm donating so many chairs to the Kaisel Ma'arabi. You see often in the back, Mukdash Lekaisel Ma'arabi. What is that supposed to mean? Is that the Berek Abayis? He said, I can't. Everybody's being male now, sitting on those chairs. It's a crazy situation. So be very careful not to use those kind of words here. So what you have to do over there is you have to be Eker the Behema, which we'll see basically means the Kaisel Lekipa, male in the front of, and it's allowed to die. Peirot, Ksut, Mekelim, Yirakev, let them rot. Things that are rotable, let them rot. Ma'ot, or Kli Matzchot, obviously can't let it rot. Yolich, we have a melach. So you can throw that into the Yam HaMelach. Here's one of the critical tosfos in about it. Is the Yam HaMelach a dugma, or is the Yam HaMelach specifically the Yam HaMelach, which we find all over this Shaila, because in other places it says to grind them up and to throw them into the water, into the Yam. And here it's the Yam HaMelach without grinding up. Yeah, the Torah doesn't suggest maybe this type of naphtalina. That's also, if you learn that it's just a dogma, then it obviously doesn't mean necessarily that Yam HaMelach, like others learned it. The Yam HaGadol is just as good as the Yam HaMelach. Really?
So what should
Yom Shelah
be
filled
with? Oh my gosh. Take that money out and throw it in to avoid having it in the
coffin. Well, actually, it's brought halacha lemaisa, a lot of these shaylas, and there have been tshuvas about people that do things like that. And basically, the psak was to be shayla on the netter, because you could be shayla on your hegelish. It's better, in other words, to be aiken the whole issue than to. There's a whole discussion, so why did the Gemara just say that?
It was just sure. Now I can't.
Well, will the quality child doesn't mean anything. He doesn't have reshus to be Magdish Lacha Mesa. It's probably not an issue at all. Sveizo ikur noel delet tefonel vi meta meoleo. Okay. Now, wait a second. So, if that works for Meiser, and we don't allow you to take on Meisah, so why do we allow you to take a Bechor? So you offer your Bechor, Nami, Lord, like that. What are you talking about? Bechor, but you don't tell him this way. What does Bechor have to do with you? Bechor is automatic. Bechor Mirechem Kodesh. What's your question? No, I'm saying, if Rabbanan said, make sure you don't have Meisah, you can make sure you don't have a Bechor. You can be, you could put Kenyan to a Goy on the, on a little piece of it. Before we said before, wherever there's Yad Akum, there's no Chiyav at all. So why not just make a Kenyan to give a goya, 5 cents worth of the ear of a bakar, and then there won't be kodesh. The Lord Lizard should eat kara. Says the Gemara, no, we don't want to do that. Because Esher can review them. Don't review them. Mutar lo ladam la'atil mum b'b'chor kodim she'etil avir olam. So, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, remember we had before the whole Mises, poor Rav Mori wanted to make sure that nobody would be nikshal in his beferes, even though he had basically made sure there wouldn't be kibbeh. He didn't want even a chance that somebody should be marked. He gave them to the Kohen in the end. Was it saving money or anything? But he didn't want that people should be nikshal in it, that it should actually have kedushah of a car. And all of his flocks died out, he said. The Gemara said over there, because he was taking away the kedushah of the car, so that the not being mala, the behemoth of kedushah was a problem in itself. So we certainly don't want that if there's an alternative ace. An alternative ace is that a person, as we saw earlier, you could be matul a mum in a bakar as it's being born, before it's been in my lot, so that its ear is sticking out or something. You can nick its ear if it's coming out that first year. You know, you put a nick in the lip or something. So there's no problem with that. Wait a second, so why can't you do the same thing with miser? I mean, why are we saying don't take miser? Because it's a call. We have a simple solution. Put a mum in the miser, then give it to a Kohen, and they'll eat it. I mean, so there's no tzakola then, right? But I say that if there's a mum, I have to wait around there about a year, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, somebody's going to be nifshal in it. But if it becomes Kodesh with a mum, I simply deliver it to the Kohen, and he has it for dinner that night. So what's the problem? So here too says the Rafinami Epshit Shari be mum in the car. Why can't he put a mum in the miser? What do you mean put a mum in the miser? How does he know which one the miser is? Once it becomes miser, it's an instant riser to put in a mum. Before it became miser, how do you know it's gonna be miser? So in the other high nothing, how's he gonna know which one is gonna come through the door to be the miser? But he came in a mafic liberation sort of said, well, yeah, you set it up, you know. You make a line, say, okay, you first. And then you know which one is going to be number 10. So what's the problem? No, you're not allowed to do that either. Lo yivakher ben tov l'ram rachmana. You can't determine. You have to let it go out randomly. Maybe you'll say, good, I mean, the etza is, just put a little moon. And then, you know, every animal, it's a little lip or something. It's a big deal. A tag. It depends where they put it.
And it isn't a spot. Like the
tags and the ears? I mean, you do that to your daughters, don't you?
Not yet. But I haven't thought about it.
So, no, we don't want to do that. Because then we're going to end up without kosher animals for the Mizbeach. I mean, Mehera, you banana bake on the Mizbeach. We'll be in a behemoth lakra, but where are we going to get a behemoth that you can put on the bill? Everybody's putting in movement in their animals, and because they want to be put there from, they want to be able to be kind of the mitzvah advisor and not to come to a problem with the car. Wait, so somebody has a car, don't you have the same problem? I mean, you're saying you should put a mum in its ear as it's being born, before it has the condition of a car from the rechon. You say the same thing, okinami b'chor behema. You say, mehera yubane beit amigdash, bina behema lakra v'leka. Oh, come on, I mean, what's the percentage of b'choras? Efshir b'pshutim. You can always take animals that are not b'choras. No. And any animal that you bought, there's no dinner mitzvah behema, as we'll see. So why don't you, there'll be plenty of animals that don't have women from the cooking. The ones that are cooking, I didn't put into the yearly, that's it. And the guy before sold it before he took mitzvah, there's no problem with that. Yeah, I could take it off now. Before even the Rosh Hashanah, I mean, it's not even, I'm not even thinking about it. I don't even have 10 animals. I have one animal, I sell it. What's the deal? So if now it's lakua, so why can't I simply use animals that are lakukin? Because, I mean, the view, Shari Bey Mumi, the Kuli Yadre, the Shkise Mumi, the Patsvik, the Kutchin. I mean, consider. Kachim, I mean, it's a very high proportion of mumin anyway, because what is a mum? I mean, a mum basically is almost unnoticeable, though, because you're buying. I mean, and so now you're going to have that proportion of behemoths that have mumin, plus so many people are taking their animals when they do have large flocks, the large farming concerns, All their animals are Mumin. So, I mean, you're cutting out an awful lot of behemoths, because, I mean, even to say Lakua, but now you've got to start worrying about the natural Mumin in Lakua. I mean, oh man, it's really going to be a problem. I mean, think of this. Shlomo HaMelech having 22,000 animals in one day. I mean, it's a disaster. So therefore, Lord Shvisi, we don't want to make such a takana when it comes to mice. So better not to take off the mice at all. Let's hold the Shiloh Vakraman. The Gabi Vakuach, anyway.
This idea of having a reservoir able to respond to the base of meekness.
Mm-hmm. We have a Gabi Kohanim too. The Iker Adin, you're not supposed to ever drink wine. Maybe you're Mishmar. Okay, Nimsek Yokula, Yestikunai, but I mean, there's other in Yonim that we're marking on. The Gabi Mumin in Kayanim. We're careful.
The Sugi is a whole blessing, because on one hand, don't be marking anything now. And on the other hand, we have to.
Yeah, you're right. It's right. Then the next thing the Mishnah said was that there's no chiyav of Maisar Mukdashim. Obviously, there's no chiyav of Mukdashim. You don't own it. How can you take off Maisar? So Mukdashim, Shita, Labdi Day, you know, I think you don't take Maisar of something that's not yours. Now, it must be over here. It's coming to tell me that I leave the Rav Yosi HaGlili. Remember the Rav Yosi HaGlili also got the Kachim Kalim. Maybe it's referring in the Mishnah to Kachim Kalim. And then there's a Chiddush Ali, but Rav Yosi HaGlili got Kachim Kalim, moment Bali. Rav Yosi HaGlili, remember, holds all over that Kachim Kalim is moment Bali. And therefore, we have, because the Tanya, where does it come up, Mamish, beautifully? Because we have the din of Kvira B'Pikodan. So over there, it uses the Lashon HaMoral and Moral Ba'ashem, even though it's the Kafar Bereyehu. That's a both Bereyehu and Ba'ashem. It's going to be a big leader, works out beautifully. You have a behema of Kachim Kalim, so then you're also being Moral Ba'ashem, you stole that animal, and therefore, time is reversing, that's the point in the process. Kachim Kalim, even though the Me'ilah is Lashem, there's still a bit in fear of it because of the Gabi L'chiyot, of bringing carbon and of paying the extra karmish and so on, because it's moment bound. Is it Rabbi Yosef Glili? So maybe that's the point over here. Salka Daita Chamina Liatzro. So if the Mishnah hadn't told you, you would have thought, okay, I have Behim, I have to take off Meister. Kamash Malanadna. How do you know if I cannot? Then maybe you do. Where does it say that you don't take off Meister from Kachim Kalm? No. Because Yekei Desham Rachman of Loshik Varkadosh, the Torah says Atiri Yekei Deshasha. Okay, that's the tenth one shall be Kodesh. Vashvim is already Kodesh, and that's not included in the Ziyah. So what are you telling me that only because of that pasuk? Time because of Rachman Yekei Deshasha. Quote Allah Alti Avamina Kaiyot Kedushas Meister. What would I have thought? That what? That you have a behema that is Kodesh. I'm supposed to be bringing it now as a Taita, let's say, right? And now I think that I have a Kedusha's Meiser that's Chal on the Taita. I said, well, how can I think such a thing? I mean, even if as the Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Chayla Kedusha Kala Lo Chayla, I can't add, as we'll see in a moment, Kedusha, even with that Kedusha's more Chal, I can't add it on Kedusha Kala. So I'm going to be able to have the least Chomer of all of the Korbanot Meiser. So you're going to tell me that the Kedusha Meister is going to be Chal on Kedusha Kala? I mean, so Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Kala, me boy. Mikey, what are you referring to exactly when you say you can't have Kedusha Chamur on Kedusha Kala? It's not. If the Kedusha is there, let the Kedusha be Kabayis in Mishanim Otam Kedusha LeKedusha. You can't add an element of Kedusha. So you have a behema. So you'll say, okay. The behema, fine, it'll go through the mizbeach. However, the value of the behema, I want to give to the better kabbalists. There's no such thing. In Mishanim Otam Kedusha LeKedusha, what you can do is you can be Magdish Hekdash Ilui. That, yes, you could say, okay, there's a certain amount of value that I have in this animal. Now, here's my focus, Rashi, that's a very interesting question. What is Hekdash Ilui? Because normally we talk about Ilui, like, things with a twist of Achila. So over there we say you can pay extra money for somebody, basically Tevet HaNoz, if you were the chairman. You could pay somebody to give that truma to your grandson as a coin, right? But, I mean, so what's exactly the heck is Yilui over here that you have in this Behema? So Rashi learns the same thing. Because if somebody wanted to choose a Kohen to be Mala, he could. So why can't granddaddy come along and say, you know, I mean, my grandson, he loves doing the Aveda and he has to wait until it's his turn and everything. I'll pay you $5 to give all your animals you're going to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Request that he should be the Kohen that does the Aveda. So that value, that $5, I can actually be modest because I have that choice in the Behema. Tesis Tain is Hegdash Yilui, he brings right to the Gemara and everything with Bukhsin. That Hegdash Yilui is mamish the entire value. The concept over here is what's it worth to you. If you have a nether, then what's it worth to you? It's worth the full market value. Because if something happens to this, so I'm going to have to buy a new one. So, and even if not, say it's an adobe, so the Gemara says, okay, say somebody gives you a deal. He'll say, you know what, I know you weren't thinking of bringing a carbon, but there's an offer on eBay for somebody who wants to bring a carbon for you, and they're giving it just the next 24 hours to the highest bidder. I mean, bid's holding at $3. You don't want to make a bid of something. You get a carbon that you weren't even thinking of bringing. So that's also called Ekdashilu. It says maybe there's an apkamina between something that's nidav and nidav and something that isn't nidav and nidav, so there's really two sukkahs. But in any event, I guess we have two possible understandings of the nature of the value in it. But I mean, machrim and also for the same reason, right? But that certainly has nothing to do with making a mitzvah behema. I mean, what's that have to do with it? Ah, says the Gemara, yeah, but you didn't think of this. That's because, I mean, ma de tema hasam de chol behema. Lav la ola kaima. Look, I mean, the reason that Kedusha is not going to be chayu, it says over there, you can't make Kedusha's Mizbeach on Kedusha's Berech HaBayit. Okay, I mean, I understand. There's nothing in this Behema that says, I am an Eila. You want to make it an Eila. It's not yours. It's Berech HaBayit. But every animal is born with a little notice that says, I might be Meiser. Right? So, I mean, over there, you never took off that potential for Meiser from it. So maybe if somebody comes along and makes it Meiser, all he's doing is making that potential actual. So over there, I mean, it's completely different. I'm not creating it out of thin air. It was born with the attribute of being Meiser. So I might have thought that Hasan Chobe Malav Leila Kaima, fine, Mavalocha. As soon as it's born, it's aimed to be Meiser. So I would have thought that I forgot the act, so what? I made it now, Kedush HaMizbeach. So therefore what? Therefore I canceled that potential. That potential is always there. Lo Paka Yisura the Meiser, you know? I mean, the whole concept of Meiser and the Yisura that can come out of Meiser didn't disappear just because I put on another Kedush. Therefore I would have thought, okay, Megabe, that Halacha, there should be a din of Meiser, Kamash Malan, the Pasek, Yeah, that's not something that's already Kedash. But, you know, come to think of it, who cares? Well, you know, make an Eila Meiser. What's going to happen now? What additional, I mean, what am I going to do? I certainly can't do the Shvicha and not do the Zrika because now it's my, what is it again? I don't understand, but I'm going to take off Chazer V'Shoker. There's no Chazer V'Shoker. Anyway, the whole thing is going on in the Mizbeach. I can't have Bizeich and the meat. I mean, it's not going to get anything. It is, says the Gemara. L'meikim aloha b'lo yimachar v'lo yigael. If it's an Eila and only an Eila, so then if it gets a moment, I'm going to be paid at it. But if it's Meiser, I can't be paid it. So that the make an apkamina law was it. It puts a certain din on it. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk, it tells me only if it wasn't Kedush before. Continues the Mishnah, Menayeg Bebok with its own, the Ein Mitasri Mizal Zem, the Kvasi Vizim, and they are, because after all, continues the Mishnah, actually, the Ikra is missing from the Sefer over here. After all, continues the Mishnah, I mean, you would have thought it's the top of Homer, wouldn't you? I mean, if Kodesh V'yashem, that's the Kodesh came two different mediums, Kodesh more on the song, fine. Says, well, okay, but now that we know that, so we should make now our top of Homer in the other direction. That Kodesh V'yashem should definitely be able to be meistered one from the other, from a top of Homer. I mean, if Kvasim and Ezim, which are Kalayim Zevizet, are nonetheless Mitasrimi Zelzet, so certainly Chodesh V'yashan, I mean, there's no Isser Kilayim to mate an animal from the year before with an animal from the next year. So Eino Dinshi Dasru Meizalza, why can't I put them both into the deer together? Tamud Lomar, Aser Ta Aser, V'shtei Ma'asrot HaKatuv Medaver Achad Ma'aser Beimah V'achad Ma'aser Dagan. This is our fundamental Hekesh in Dinei Maisers. And Makish Ma'aser Beimah, Ma'aser Dagan. Mama said Dagan before the Yashan laws will see. So too Abma Sir Behima Mikadash Alayashan law. Okay, so then we should go back down the other way, send Kvasim Vizim also not. So Yaki Kvasim Vizim Nami, and we should compare species of animals to species of Dagan. You're comparing Maitre Behima to Maitre Dagan. Fine, okay, so what's it about Maitre Dagan? Can I take off the Pita Masaira? Or Sarah Machidim? No. So therefore, Maisa Behema, I can't take off that saw non Kvasim either. Sidra species. So Ma Maser Dagan, Mim Nashinim in alone. I can't take off from one species on another. Af Maser Behema, Mim Nashinim in alone. Well, I mean, the Torah says the fair is Tzon. We said, Tzon is Komash, but Tzon. Well, you drive me crazy. So now I have that. Then I have the Kavach Homer from Chodesh V'yashan. Why don't you address my issue? So then Chodesh V'yashan Nami. I mean, no, you can't send it. I thought we had the Aser Ta Aser that B'shtei Ma'aser Takatav Medaber. All right. Stop blending. So how do you know which one is which? I mean, you're comparing it Lagabe the din of Chodesh V'yashan. You're not comparing it with the din of two minim. I don't understand. Maraita, how did you know what to decide you're going to learn from the Hekesh of Maizadag and the Masabayim? And adopt to one thing, but not the Gabi that's own and the Kvasi. Marava, that's because the Torah itself was Machalik. The Torah says Shana in both cases, Shana. Legabe, what is there a comparison of Maisabim and Maisabagon? Not to be Terim, or not to take Maiser, or not to take Maisabahima from one year to the next year. The year being defined is Legabe Maiser as Rosh Chodesh Elul. So then the Torah gives you a hint. On the one hand, I take Son. On the other hand, I take Shana. So in the concept of Aser Ta'aser, I know to compare Shana. But in the din of Tzon that is unique to Maizbeim, it's telling me, don't compare it to Gabi the din of species. And indeed, it's not awesome. The Mishnah says in Trumas, it brings the mocker for Ein Torment, same aloch, Ein Torment, the master, same idea, Mimin al-Shein Omino. And it's not a din of Lechatzila. There's no concept of taking Truma Mimin al-Shein Omino. It's not like taking from, you're supposed to take from a nice. But if you don't take from the nice, you take from the poor quality. Not because it's not chal, it's chal. I mean, you can't change the fact that it's chal. But it comes to different species, it's chal, not chal. Im taram, im trumato truma. Minan and mele, how do we know it, Lagabi, the din of trumas and maises? Om rabami, om rabiyana. The Torah says, kol chelav yitzar, v'chol chelav tirosh v'dagan. I'm like, can't you just put that together? Kol, Chelev, Tirosh, Dagon, Vayitzar. We always put those three things together. Why do we say repeat Kol, Chelev twice? Amrat, Orat, Tein, Chelev, Lazev, Echelev, Lazev. You set aside separately the creme de la creme, which is a concept, by the way, you'll notice. It's very similar to the concept of Truman per se. Because la creme rises up to the top. Exactly like Truman, correct? So that which comes up, Yumala Truma, the word Truma is Leit Romain. So the Chelev is strangely another way of actually saying Truma. Weird, isn't it? And that's how we look at the whole idea of Truma. So that's not that which emerges from the Bria is something. it's la creme that emerges from the brie. Those are the, so that's hot. It's okay. So, no, but it's the idea. It means the best. It's not animals. Of course not. It's the idea of the la creme de la creme. Why do you say this is the finest, the top? It's la creme. Why is it la creme? The cream of the crop. It's the same idea in English. I'm saying that the cream indeed is something that's not just the juicy, it actually physically rises. That's the whole concept. So the year two, kol chelav yitzar, kol chelav tirosh v'dagan amra tera, tein chalev v'zeh v'chalev v'zeh, both of them have a separate requirement, and therefore we're going to compare now the Maiser Dagan to the Maiser Behema. Note, for this we have its own. Lagabi Maiser Dagan, this is what it says to kol chelav.
The best of the best.